there for you. And right below the U2 clip is this one.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle.
Is that I feel like I'm in Florida waiting for the water slide.
I know. Or I'm in the bar on the cruise ship. And the band has been playing this song every time I see them on every different deck on the boat. This is the song they know.
I'm not ready for a cruise ship yet.
You know? Dude, I had a great time on a cruise ship.
How long ago did you go?
Cruise ships go out every day, Scotty.
No, but how long ago
did you... Oh, it was a long time ago. But, I mean, you can go and have a great time on them, man.
They're good deals.
Yeah, absolutely. UB40, is that all they do is covers?
I have no idea.
It's a Neil Diamond ditty.
Yes, it is. I saw him sing this, his original version, and he included the lyric, "Thanks to UB40, we be number one!" Because he used to sing, and then he just started speaking the lyrics.
They have sold 70 million records worldwide.
Unbelievable. You know what was...
Imagine if he just got a dollar for every album. That's a pretty good,
That's $70 million.
Yeah.
Probably got... Do you know what is 35 years ago today was number one? 35 years ago today, on the chart, number one record
was 82,
right? Yeah. That's when I was born, so.
82.
35.
I think that's pre-Huey Lewis.
Dire Straits was big when I was...
Dire Straits, probably. I'm with Kelly. Huey Lewis?
No, pre-Huey. I think it's even too early for Huey.
No, because I started getting cassettes around 10 or 11, and I had a Huey Lewis cassette.
The number one record 35 years ago.
Oh, Michael.
Yeah. 35 years. And this song sounds every bit as good today as it did the day it came out.
I agree.
There's not a lot of songs...
No.
...that stand the test of time.
From that era that came out.
Dire Straits' Money for Nothing does not stand the test of time. Yeah, this is just my opinion, right? She was more like Vivid Queen
from a movie scene. I'd say the video does not stand the test of time.
No, I know. And I'm not... I don't...
Actually, the video is good. I'm thinking of the video for Beat It.
The videos of bands aren't what made me like the song. Over the weekend, my wife and I were at home, and this came on, and not this song, but this one. And this song stands the test of time.
Was this on Thriller?
Huh?
Is this on Thriller?
No, this was...
Did you guys dance?
Led Zeppelin 4.
Ladies' Choice? You guys
No, we talked about it, but I mean... Just this, is so good. It is a timeless song. As opposed to, I don't know, I mean, there's a lot of great Led Zeppelin songs, but this one certainly rises above most in the sense that it is a timeless song. She Bop by Cyndi Lauper. Not a timeless song.
What's that one sound like?
She Bop?
Meaning behind that.
Well, I was... She Bop was...
Okay, that's what I...
Right. Okay.
Kelly Brown's got the dance
now.
Moves.
I'm just going to
tell you that's what it is.
I'm just going off the top of my head here. Okay, now, certainly this wasn't prepared. She Bop does not stand the test of time. However,
I agree.
Time after time does stand the test of time. You see the difference?
She Bop plays background sounds that date the music.
Sure.
Where this isn't really dated.
This is a good song.
Sometimes if you get a real heavy keyboard song, you're like 80s.
This is an excellent song.
I agree.
Right?
I love this song.
Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire does not stand the test of time. Clearly, this one does. Right?
You can't really go wrong with the piano.
Nope.
Keyboard, you're dating it.
What songs are timeless? Is Hey Jude timeless?
But it's hard to tell if a song is timeless or if we just... It's so...
Well, it's completely subjective.
I know, because there's so many songs that I love and I could listen to, but to you, you could just...
It's just some have a campy feel if they're using something that... Like, I guess, the keyboards. I don't know.
Jump. Van Halen.
That does not...
But you're right, the beginning... Brings me back to the 80s.
Yeah,
it does not stand. I mean, yes, I can listen to that song, but it's not a...
It's a good song, but as soon as I hear it, I'm like, oh, it's 80s. Okay.
Synthesizers.
All right. So, this is time. This is doesn't stand a test of time. What about this?
Yeah.
And that does a little bit, too, because you don't hear that in music anymore.
No, I think it's timeless.
No.
I do, too.
I think it's hardcore timeless, man. Again,
it's
subjective. It's good, but it takes you back to a time when guitar was prominent.
Yeah, this isn't a song.
Where it's not there anymore. You take a look at, and I mean no disrespect when I say this, but you know when you look at, let me see if I can pull something out here. This song.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it,
not timeless.
No. Because honestly, for me as a musician, I'm hearing nothing in there that. Is the flavor of the month
what about
sound
this?
Effect.
What about this?
Never made it as a wise man.
I don't think it's... I don't think that's...
This is more timeless than the other one.
Why?
I don't know. I don't associate...
They had that little echoey thing in the beginning of the other song.
Yeah, it's just... See, for me, it's a distinct sound. Yeah. If I hear a drum... The electric drums from the 80s, I'm like, oh, that's
a lot of
time.
The big hair stuff. Eh.
Okay. All right. What is it... Give me a timeless song. Something that is going to sound good. I always talk about this with stuff that's on the radio today, right? Regardless of the format, how much of it do you think people are going to listen to in 30 years? Not criticizing it because we are a eat it, spit it out world. We have an attention span of a gnat. You know, stuff lasts 5 seconds and we're on to the next thing. But every once in a while, a song comes along and it bridges that gap. Journey, Who's Crying Now? Now, Journey, that's a good question because, like, Stone in Love, I don't think that right there, not timeless. Not timeless.
I love this one, though.
I'm not saying it's bad. I love the song.
Why is it not timeless, though?
Those crazy nights.
I don't know. I don't know if I have the answer. This one is timeless to me.
Can I tell you? No, so I did a search to see if people have come up with, like, really what songs are timeless, because it obviously depends on the person. Spotify actually collected and studied data from listeners, you know, who's listening and what they're listening to now. The number one song that has still stuck with listeners decades later is Africa.
Ugh.
Toto. Two was Billie Jean, Michael Jackson.
Dude, it's huge.
Africa.
It's not timeless.
Billie Jean and then Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen. Those are songs that have lasted and get more plays than any.
Well, see, maybe that's a different definition because Africa, to me, brings me back to some kind of campy 80s stuff.
It brings me back to
I don't disagree with that. Yeah. I think it's going to be a song that's going to be around for a long time.
Isn't that crazy?
What to you? This is, all right, I'm going to, because the phones are ringing. What to you is a timeless song? This is just off the cuff here. There's some of the Beatles stuff that I say is timeless, and some of it isn't timeless.
Right.
You know, and I love, there's nothing I don't like about any Beatles song. So, Hey Jude rises above every category, you know, I think, personally. Huey Lewis in the News is all dated. No slamming them.
Yeah.
I like them. They're fun. They're fun to listen to.
What about the Vietnam song? I like that one.
Huey Lewis's Vietnam song?
Yeah. You know it. You've heard it. Thin Line? Something? No, that's the Kinks. Yeah, he's got one.
I don't know.
He's got a great Vietnam song.
Okay. I have no idea. It's timeless songs for you. November Rain is a...
Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Mine is a timeless song.
Home Alabama.
Paradise City is one. Sweet Home Alabama is a timeless song, you know.
I think a lot... Guns N' Roses, their songs are all...
The other day,
Charlie
Daniels was a guest on the show. We had him on. I think a lot of his stuff is dated. I try to listen to it over the weekend.
I don't think it's dated.
This would be the one that probably isn't, you know? I mean...
It's Southern, though. That's when I used to Southern music.
Pearl Jam, Black. I think Alive is not a dated song. I think Black is a dated song. I think Pearl Jam Alive is totally a... timeless song. Hi, Morning Buzz. Give me a timeless song.
Crutchy. Free Bird.
You know, I think Free Bird is an unbelievably dated song. I'm gonna disagree with you.
But the live version is so much different than the original album version.
I know.
You know?
7 minutes longer.
And then Led Zeppelin, Rock and Roll.
I know.
Who can't deal with that? But Scotty already said Sweet Home. So.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks, man. I'm a fan. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this is a bad song.
This one made the list.
Of timeless songs?
Yes.
Number 144.
I don't even
know about a list.
I just went off the top of my head. Let me pitch you something else here. All right, how about this? Is this a dated song right here? Is this a timeless song? Where is it? Come on, man. Here it is.
Yeah.
No.
Is it dated or timeless?
I think it's timeless.
It's dated.
I love it.
I love it too.
I think it's dated.
But
however,
it's dated.
However,
why? What do you hear that makes you say?
There's no funky sound effects that make me think
just,
of it.
It doesn't.
If it, Laura, it lands you right in the middle of the punk, the pop rock punk type of thing.
It's the
new wave stuff.
Yeah.
Now this singing, on the other hand, timeless.
See, I go the other way.
Okay.
This to me sounds
all right.
More
that's
dated.
Cool. Hi, Morning Buzz. Give me a timeless song for you.
All right, I'm going to mess with Cretchy. It's going to be Snow Informer or Saigon Kick, Love Is On The Way.
Hi, Morning Buzz. nobody's ever heard those songs except you and two other guys.
Oh,
you know, and they worked a lighting rig at Axis back in 82. Hi, Morning Buzz.
Hey, Stevie Ray Vaughan's Pride and Joy.
Pride and Joy, great song. Great song.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 30, and that's a song that I've had vivid memories of, like, listening to when I was, like, 7 with my dad.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Pride and Joy is great. I mean, it's everything, live version.
Oh, yeah.
I think Stevie Ray does kind of transcend that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel dated like some, like, Southern-flavored stuff does, you know?
No, and one of my favorite covers of all time is his live rendition of Superstition.
Yep,
and
yep.
It's just...
Gotcha.
Yeah. Thanks.
I feel you, bro.
Steve says this song, plain and simple.
I don't know. It's dated to me. I think
Def Leppard is not timeless, and I like him a lot. It's not a knock on.
I like this song. I just think it's dated.
What about this one? This one is timeless. That's timeless.
Yes.
It's one of the greats. Matter of fact, a lot of Eagles stuff is timeless. You know, Take It Easy is timeless.
I just heard New Kid in Town this weekend. It's a great song.
Yes, it is. I mean, all the Eagles stuff. Anything on that Greatest Hits album? Yeah, I mean, forget about it. All of these. Right? But again, all subjective. Steve, talk to me.
Well, how about... L.A. Woman from The Doors or Roadhouse.
I think L.A. Woman is not timeless. It's a great timepiece. I think... Roadhouse Blues is great. I like them both. They definitely feel 70s, though, don't they? Which is why, like, Hey Jude, to me, doesn't feel like the 70s. L.A. Woman does. But that's just me. There's no right or wrong, Steve. So you're all right. Let's go to Dan.
This is very dated.
Dan, talk to me.
Aerosmith, Dream On.
Timeless. Seasons of Wither, not timeless. No. And I love Seasons of Wither. You know? Matter of fact,
Dream On you can play all the time for different occasions, and it just fits.
For different occasions, 50th anniversaries, brisses, you know,
divorce.
Stuff like that.
Big divorce party.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole Get Your Wings album has a 70s feel to it. And it's my favorite. Paul, talk to me. A song that is timeless.
I think Don't Worry Baby by the Beach Boys. I think everybody likes that song.
Dude, it's my favorite Beach Boys song, believe it or not.
Me too, man.
And I don't know if it's timeless. I love it. It's a throwback to the Wall of Sound, the Phil Spector's Wall of Sound. That's what Brian Wilson was trying to recreate with this song. Great tune.
Yeah.
I think God Only Knows is timeless.
It's tough with the Beach Boys because it brings you back to surfing in the 60s.
Right.
But it's all awesome.
But this...
Like
This one, this is timeless.
This is timeless. The songs that never seem out of time. Ken.
Hey, Scotty's going to hate me for this, but Smells Like Teen Spirit.
I think you're right.
I think you're right.
I definitely think you're right. Yeah, he might not want to admit it, you know, but I think this is a timeless rock song. I wouldn't say the same about Come As You Are because of the bass line, but I love this.
Yeah, this is...
Good one, man. Thank you, man. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Steve.
I can hear it.
One more. Joe, real quick.
What do you think about Turn the Page?
I think the Bob Seger version is dated. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I think it does. The Metallica version, okay. Is it timeless? I don't know.
I think the Bob Seger version would be more timeless than the remake.
I'm not going to argue with him. Not going to argue with you at all. But that's good, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
These are the things I think about when I'm driving and I'm by myself. Is that a timeless song? What from today are we going to be listening to 30 to 40 years from now?
My CDs.
Are They Human? The new CD from Are They Human?
They Look Human.
Yeah. They Look Human. Right. Whatever. I'll get it right.
When I can still listen to the Foo Fighters?
When I can read the logo.
Okay.
The Foo Fighters, I think, will still be listening
to. You know what? I don't know. I think they will. I hope so.
I think we will still be listening to Foo Fighters.
I hope so. All right. We'll break. We got a lot of news to catch up on. We'll do What's the Buzz. Thanks for Googling with us on that. We'll be right back.
The Buzz is New England.
Fake news.
It's Greg in the Morning.